A core element of both the environment and Jeff himself are the Zen plants seen here spewing toxic gas that makes the player cough. These were not created to be merely ornamental or to support the novel VR interaction of players covering their mouth. They were added specifically to solve a long-standing challenge that we had with illustrating Jeff's personal space. One of the trickier aspects of designing Jeff was striking the right balance between perceived threat and actual threat. Many scenarios in the level forced the player into close proximity with Jeff in order to create tension. We found that these moments could be exciting, but they could also become frustrating when players accidentally got too close to Jeff and were killed unexpectedly. Players reported not understanding, how close is too close? We tried a number of solutions, such as adding glowing tentacles to Jeff that acted as a visual representation of the perimeter of his personal space. Touch the tentacles, and you die. Getting the look and feel of these tentacles to a satisfactory place proved challenging, however, and we backed away from the idea. Another problem we encountered was that a subset of our players quickly became comfortable around Jeff once they became adept at keeping their distance from him and avoiding sources of noise. For these players, dealing with Jeff felt trivial. He simply didn't feel like a threat to them. We discussed a variety of potential solutions to these problems, even wacky concepts, such as giving Jeff the ability to teleport to sources of noise. But it was difficult to come up with ideas that didn't feel like we were giving Jeff the ability to cheat. Eventually, we came up with the idea of having the player cough. This was appealing, as it gave us a way to make the player themselves a source of noise, thus causing Jeff to pursue them. We were also interested in making the environment more dangerous generally, and so our first experiments with coughing involved littering the level with Zen plants spewing toxic gas. Initial tests showed a lot of promise. Players now felt like Jeff was a dangerous pursuer, and they must carefully observe the environment to avoid the gas. We observed that players had a natural instinct to cover their mouth with their hand to suppress their cough. This was an affordance that VR with tracked hand controllers supported very naturally, so we implemented this mechanic right away. This still left us with the problem of players being unsure of how close they could safely get to Jeff. We realized that the early experiment of adding tentacles to Jeff could be replaced with a much simpler approach of attaching a toxic cloud directly to him. There were multiple benefits to this. First, it gave players visual feedback for how far they needed to stay away from Jeff to be safe. Second, it made those times when Jeff did get close all the more tense, with players now needing to commit a hand to covering their mouth. Finally, we didn't need to teach the players anything new. They could carry forward what they had already learned about toxic gas in the environment and apply those lessons to Jeff himself.